Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and talk about great things happening. We have so many great things happening at our hospital, and I am thrilled to share. Today, we're going to hear from some of the key individuals in the partnership between Iowa Heart Center and our hospital, Van Deest Medical Center. Before we do, of course, I have announcements to share. The first one being so exciting. Our hospital has been recognized as a 2025 Top 100 Critical Access Hospital by the Chartis Center for Rural Health. Chartis's annual Top 100 Award Program recognizes outstanding performance among the nation's rural hospitals based on the results of the Chartis Rural Hospital Performance Index. The Top 100 Critical Access Hospitals Award Program elevates the very best performers and helps create a roadmap for those seeking to improve financial and operational performance while continuing to care for the communities they serve. This is the 15th year recognizing the Top 100 Critical Access Hospitals, and Van Deest Medical Center was thrilled to be recognized for the third year in a row as one of the rural hospitals from across the country that demonstrates a commitment to excellence and innovation. Van Deest Medical Center is one of only 11 hospitals in the state of Iowa to achieve this designation. Nationwide, there are 1,371 critical access hospitals. Now in its 15th year, the index is the industry's most comprehensive and objective assessment of rural hospital performance. Performing a methodology utilizing publicly available data, the index is leveraged nationwide by rural hospitals, health systems with rural affiliates, hospital associations, and state offices of rural health to measure and monitor performance across a variety of areas impacting hospital operations and finance. Congratulations to Van Deest Medical Center. In other exciting news, I have some recruitment updates to share. I am pleased to welcome and announce the addition of Mary Claire Wunderlich, a board-certified psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, to complement our team of behavioral health specialists and services at Van Deest Medical Center. Mary Claire is a doctorate nurse practitioner. She graduated from the University of Iowa in 2024. We're very excited to have Mary Claire join us full-time at Van Deest Family Health Clinic. She has a start date of March 3rd. Mary Claire was a very familiar face to a lot of our staff, as she actually completed a student rotation in our clinic with Julie Trout, who is also a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Mary Claire will assess, diagnose, manage medications, treat, and provide therapy to patients with a variety of mental health conditions. She will have a hybrid schedule, meaning that she is going to be working on-site and some off-site, and she will offer appointments both in-person and virtually. We have another provider who has joined us at Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Webster City. We have welcomed Jessica, she goes by Jess Krukenberg, and she is a nurse practitioner. She has joined Van Deest Family Health Clinic and is now seeing patients. You can call to schedule an appointment at 515-832-7800, or you can go online and use our new online patient scheduling system to make an appointment. It's very easy. You could go to our website at vandeestmc.org, and at the very top of the homepage, there is a schedule online button. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to check it out. You can see the providers that are available. You can schedule an appointment at your convenience or with their first availability. We also have a new mental health counselor to announce. We welcome Samantha Snowville, who is joining our behavioral health team in March as well. Samantha has over 10 years of therapy experience and brings a full range of psychotherapy services to our clinic. As I mentioned, she will be joining us full-time at Vandy's Family Health Clinic here in Webster City as of March 17th. Samantha will also offer both in-person and virtual appointments. To schedule appointments with either Mary Claire or Samantha, you may call Vandy's Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. I have mentioned on previous programs, but I also want to give another plug for a new visiting specialist to our hospital. Dr. Sydney Brehaney is with Mission Cancer and Blood. She is a native of Algona, Iowa, and brings a very impressive background to our team. She earned her biochemistry degree from Wartburg College and completed medical school at Creighton University. She has extensive training, which includes an internal medicine residency and a hematology medical oncology fellowship from the University of Colorado. She and her husband have returned to Iowa. She specializes in breast and gynecological cancers, as well as hereditary cancer syndromes. We are excited to have Dr. Sydney offering oncology care at Vandy's Medical Center. She started with us last week. We'll continue to see patients the first and third Wednesday of each month. For questions about Dr. Sydney's oncology practice here, you can call 515-832-7746. And lastly, I do want to mention it is scholarship time. The Vandy's Medical Center Auxiliary is offering their healthcare scholarship. This year, they've increased the number of those scholarships to six $1,000 scholarships. So those who will qualify are 2025 high school graduates from one of the high schools in Hamilton County, or it could be someone that is returning to further their education in the medical field. There is an application that can be found online if you go to our website at www.vandyestmc.org. You will find the application form there under the tab for the auxiliary. The deadline for the application is April 15th. So again, this is a terrific opportunity for someone who is pursuing a career in the medical field. It could also be for someone going to further their education in the medical field. Again, you need to either be a resident of Hamilton County or a graduate of one of the Hamilton County high schools to qualify for the scholarship. Again, the deadline for that is April 15th of this year. And with that, I think we're going to get started into our program. Last week, we held a terrific open house and ribbon cutting for Mercy One Iowa Heart Center with the opening of a full-time cardiology clinic at Vandy's Medical Center. A brief program was held with CEO Lisa Ridge and Dr. Denise Sorrentino offering some comments. Following the open house, we had a chance to visit with Lisa, a Dr. Sorrentino, who is an electrophysiologist with Iowa Heart, and Alyssa Winkle, who is the clinic administrator of the Iowa Heart Clinic at Vandy's Medical Center, about what this partnership means for cardiology and cardiovascular care in the region. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining me for today's program. Lisa, if you would, I'll have you start us off by sharing a little bit about this opportunity to bring a full-time cardiology clinic to our hospital and the impact and positive benefit this has had for patients.
Well, good morning. My name is Lisa Ridge. I serve as the CEO here at Vandy's Medical Center. I have been at Vandy's going on 9 years, and I will tell you it is the best place I've worked in my 35-year career. We have a wonderful family here. One of the things I do for the communities that we serve is look for services that we can bring local. So our patients don't have to drive, our patients can get their tests, they can have a familiarity with the people that they are seeing, so they're comfortable with them. And lately, one of the service lines that we were so grateful to bring on to Van Deese Medical Center full-time was cardiology. Cardiology is a very important service that all of our communities need access to, and our partnership with Iowa Heart goes back years. But recently, October of last year, we had an opportunity to bring them right here at Van Deese Medical Center full-time. We partnered with them, we had several meetings, got them set up, and they are currently serving patients full-time. It's been just an amazing partnership. I'm so grateful to Rob as the director, Dr. Sorrentino, and all her partners, as well as Alyssa, that I really communicate with sometimes on the daily basis. They have wonderful staff. We've embraced their staff to join our family, and the goal is really to serve the communities, make sure we have that care local that they need, and they can get their testing done here. So I'm just very pleased with where we're at, very grateful to the partnerships we have, and look forward to how we can grow it.
Thank you, Lisa. And I know firsthand from talking with patients, they are so appreciative to have Mercy One Iowa Heart here at Webster City. We have patients that drive sometimes from over an hour away for their cardiology appointments. And so it's so good to continue to have a footprint with Iowa Heart right here in this area. Dr. Sorrentino, I know you used to provide services in this area. Maybe talk a little bit about your career and what this means, this partnership with Mercy One Iowa Heart and
sure.
Van Deese Medical
Absolutely.
Center.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for inviting me to this conversation, and happy Heart Month, Webster City, and all of your listeners. Thanks for having me. So I am Dr. Denise Sorrentino. I am a cardiologist and electrophysiologist with Iowa Heart Center, almost at my 29th year anniversary, so we'll just say a long time. The exciting thing about that is I've seen so many changes, growth, improvement, and continued outreach to all of Iowa as we provide cardiovascular care. With Iowa being a very large rural state, our practice has continued to need to find better ways to reach out to all of the community. There is a really important book that I read probably about 6 years ago. It was the title is called The Patient Will See You Now. And it's a book written by a well-known cardiologist from Cleveland Clinic who, preceding the pandemic, outlined the shortage of cardiovascular care that our country and really worldwide we were going to see, and how we need to flip the narrative. Instead of having patients drive hours to see their providers, park in a parking lot, wait in a waiting room, wait in the exam room, see the doctor for 10 or 11 minutes, and then go back to an hour drive back home, only to have that repeat on a regular basis. We just need to flip the narrative, look at new and innovative ways to take care of our patients. As many of you know, we had a very large clinic and presence in the Fort Dodge area, which we have now transitioned to be in Webster City. And I just would like to say the gratitude is all ours that Lisa Ridge and her entire staff have embraced us to utilize space at this lovely hospital, the staff and the support at this hospital, and that our office manager, Alyssa Winkle, was welcomed here with many of our nurses, medical assistants, front desk, echo techs, nuclear techs, to be here to provide excellent care to patients in this area. Our goal at Iowa Heart Center is patient-centered care. And we're realizing that, you know, change is inevitable. Growth is optional. Choose wisely. So we are choosing to grow wisely, continuing to take care of patients here in an excellent patient-centered way, having their procedures scheduled and provided. They won't all be at this location, but at a site where we then can guarantee follow-up here, again, keeping them closer to home. And also along the way, offering telemedicine as a way to continue to do good follow-up and care, even if the provider and patient aren't able to shake hands that day. Make it become a close, strong relationship with excellent care. So, February is always Heart Month. February is my favorite month. I have, like the radio listeners can't see, but my array of red suits and red dresses I wear all month. People get sick of that, I know. But it's my way of really embracing this. Awareness is key. I was interviewed for a TV station in Des Moines a few weeks ago where they asked, when should we start looking at cardiovascular care? When should we start? It was a young man, and he wanted to know, when should we start worrying? And my goal with cardiac care is completely prevention. Mm-hmm. I hope all of you never have to be my patient, mm-hmm. but the key is we want to start the conversation at approximately age 8 or 10. And we know through cigarette smoking and the huge effect children had on their families when the schools began to teach no smoking back in those, this is my days, the 60s and 70s, and the impact it had on parents quitting smoking. We hope to get that great education and language early in life, so children from elementary, middle, high school, college can affect their health and their family's health by all the right messages. So we're excited to be here. We will continue to grow. We will find new avenues to grow and be present. And I'm very biased, but my favorite patients are the North Central Iowa patients, because you all are our heartland, and it shows in my relationship with all of you. So thanks for inviting me.
Dr. Sorrentino, I just can't express my thanks for you being here, all that you bring. I think that innovation is key for healthcare. We can't do it like we've always done it in the past. We have to think in new ways so we can touch more lives. And really appreciate the partnership with Iowa Heart. It's been an amazing journey these last few months. It's been done in a very quick, rapid sequence, and we've done it well. I think that the patients can come here for their procedures. They can go to another location. They can have telehealth, but at the end of the day, Iowa Heart and Vandy's serve them together. So we really appreciate you and your partnership, and thanks for all you do for our patients and our communities.
Thank you.
Alyssa, you are the administrator of the clinic here at Vandy's Medical Center. Maybe talk a little bit about your staff and the physicians and providers that are providing services here at the hospital.
Absolutely. So my name is Alyssa Winkle, and I came over with a majority of our staff from Fort Dodge. I've been with Iowa Heart for about 8 or 9 years, and I've been in this position, this leadership role, for about 3. One benefit to our staff from Fort Dodge is, you know, a lot of our patients, a lot of you guys got to see the familiar faces. Mm-hmm. You go anywhere else, you're not going to see the same MA that you saw with us in Fort Dodge, but here in Webster City, you will. At Vandy's Medical Center. So that's huge. You've established a relationship with our staff, and our staff are very passionate about the patients and providing that same level of care that we did in Fort Dodge. So what we are still providing here is the EP. We've got Dr. Chawla coming in person and on telemedicine to provide the electrophysiology care, you know, your device. And we also have Dr. Cassiotis, who is providing advanced heart failure, as well as just general cardiology, because there's definitely a need for both. And he is all in person. We've got, you know, Ames physicians, Dr. Sarda, we've got Dr. Uveling coming up. It's just a wonderful support that we've been having from our physicians. Again, with the telemedicine as well, that has been huge. We don't want to necessarily rely on that, but it is truly extending the care from Des Moines to Webster City. Physician coverage is challenging, but it's definitely an opportunity that we want to expound on. It also also adds the perks of being able to offer inpatient care. I know that that's a part, you know, higher level with telecardiology that Iowa Heart Center right now is doing. So it's nice to have us on site to be able to support that as well.
And how about our testing? What are all the testing that we provide here, Alyssa, where they don't have to go anywhere else?
Yeah, so the testing, we were blessed to be able to bring over our nuclear camera, our cardiac nuclear imaging camera. It's very top of the line. We could bring that over, and patients can just come straight to Webster City and have their imaging done here, as well as ultrasound. So we have our cardiac-trained sonographer who's able to capture those as well. And then another piece is the device testing. Mm-hmm. A lot of you know, a device nurse is hard to, with the training and everything that is required to be able to provide that quality level of care. So we are blessed to have her to be able to come on site and interrogate devices and do things like that.
Yeah, yeah. I will say completely, honestly, we have one of our top nuclear techs, top echo techs, and top device nurses right here. All three of them are just absolutely amazing, and the others that work with them. So this is state-of-the-art care right here in Webster City.
And if I could just mention what Alyssa was speaking about, the inpatient care, Iowa Heart has came up with a unique way to see rural patients that either come through the emergency room or are on the inpatient floor that need a cardiologist, or the provider needs to speak to the cardiologist. And we now have that available Monday through Friday, and we've used it a few times and it worked beautifully. So it was able to keep the patient local, where otherwise we would have had to transfer the patient to Des Moines. And another thing that our providers here locally in Webster City mentioned, how fortunate they are to come over and just speak to the cardiologist or the APP that's here that day if they just have a question. It's really about building that relationship. And so we've been grateful to see that as we started in October. So two great things that our patients are definitely going to benefit from.
True. Thank you all. It has been an excellent partnership with Iowa Heart. Alyssa, to your point, I'm so glad that you shared that familiarity piece, because we did see it. In our open house, we had community members that came. Some came to see Dr. Sorrentino. Some, you know, they just appreciate having those familiar faces that they know from Fort Dodge, and your staff does a great job. We had some come that said they needed to schedule their appointment with their cardiologist. They hadn't done that yet. And so it has really been a terrific partnership. How has it been for your staff, the transition?
The transition has been wonderful. The culture here is amazing. The Van Dees team has been very supportive, you know, from the administration level all the way down to any position, really. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wonderful. You always see a smiling face anywhere you go.
Wonderful. Well, I love that everyone is feeling that embrace, because we have it on our end as well. If you would maybe share the hours of your clinic and how people can get a hold of you if they haven't made those cardiology appointments yet and they need to.
Absolutely. So patients can give us a call. Our main office number is 515-209-8440, and you will be directed to our front desk staff, who would be happy to get an appointment scheduled. And we are open 8 to 4:30 daily.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Very good. Any other comments from any of you for today's show?
I just want to give a huge thank you again. I can't thank the partnership of Iowa Heart, all the providers, Alyssa, Rob, every staff member. Every time I open a service line, it is important for the community to have, and this one is a really special relationship. So I just want to give one more shout out to them and all they've brought to the city of Webster City.
Very good. Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being a part of the program today.
Thank you.
That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Dees Medical Center, where our focus is you.